It's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the historic Hotel Congress and talk to us a little bit about what they're working on in school. I even asked them about music and their plans for the future. Joining me in the studio today is Ricky. Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Bridget.
How's it going? Welcome back.
So it's going all right. Semester's a little tough, but nothing I can't get through.
So what are you doing?
Right now, I'm studying chemistry. I'm in my fourth year, but I'm going to be taking an extra year because last semester I actually studied abroad in Florence, Italy. I learned a little bit about the history, the culture of Italy.
Okay, so how did you get that idea?
Coming into freshman year, I knew I wanted to study abroad. I also knew it was going to be almost impossible to do it with chemistry, so I just saved my gen eds. Actually, a funny story, my advisor got super worried that I wouldn't graduate at all
right. Because
I just didn't do any of my gen eds. And when I came back, I told her, look, I told you, I finished all my gen eds. It was a funny moment between her and
I. Yeah, you're like, hey, I got this.
Yeah.
All right, so now that you're back from Florence, you're back into the chemistry mode?
Yes. What we're doing is we're working on a genetics project where we see if patients express different transporters that might be affecting their kidneys. We're trying to see if they express this variation in these transporters to see if they're causing any sort of liver or kidney failure. Our ideal goal is that these transporters aren't present in their genome. We want to make sure that this organ failure is due to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. What that is basically it's an accumulation of liver fat by people who don't drink alcohol at all. We're looking at the specific disease, see how it targets the organs, but we also have to make sure that it is that disease that's affecting their organs and nothing else.
And so you have to find people that don't drink alcohol at all.
We actually have a large volunteer pool, you can say, and these patients are undergoing bariatric surgery. That's when we get the samples. We're getting saliva samples. What I'll be doing is I'll be extracting the DNA from the saliva sample using a DNA kit. So that's my part of the project. I'm trying to make sure that these patients don't express the variants of these different transporters. And if they're not, and that proves that NASH is in fact causing these failures in the organs. If it is present, then that's something that we have to consider when looking at NASH.
So you got like 200 saliva samples you're looking forward to breaking down.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
Oh, man. So I've been thinking a lot about it. And right now, my biggest goal is to get admitted into University of Washington. They have labs that work on HIV, and that's something that I've always wanted to work on since high school after learning about it during an internship.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe I could make a difference in that field of research, and so that's why I want to go there.
I believe absolutely you can make a difference, Ricky.
I really hope so.
Yeah. Hey, do you ever listen to music?
No, not at all. Just kidding.
Well, you know.
I like listening to a lot of hip-hop, a lot of rap lately. So hip-hop, rap, maybe even pop. Man, what am I listening to right now? Actually, I've also been listening to a lot of reggaeton, a lot of Latin music, and I've been enjoying that a lot. I've been going all over the place lately.
Hey, that's a good way to go.
Yeah.
You're exploring your world, Ricky. I support that.
There you go.
Thank you so much for coming to KCI.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah, this is fun.
Spring is a special time of year, a time for regrowth and renewal, a time to reconnect and enjoy the sweetness of the Sonoran Desert. It is also the perfect time to focus on the things that bring you joy, comfort, and connection to our local and global communities. KXEI's Spring Connections fundraising campaign will be on air April 2nd through the 13th. Our goal is to connect with 500 KXEI listeners who believe in what we do. You can start now with a gift to KXEI at kxei.org. And thanks.